Remix Club.
Medicine here. Remix fam.
Medicine
Scary
Remix. Next big thing, get on it now.
Appreciate that, brother.
Got it. Make the most of today. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remixed.
Hey folks, it's Big H here with another segment of Doctionary, where we take a medical term and then dissever, dissect, and dichotomize it to give you the straight scoop and the plain goods on exactly what a medical word means. This week's Doctionary word is glossolalia.
Glossolalia. Glossolalia.
If the word sounds to you like a tongue twister, well, you're right on the mark. Glossolalia, depending on your view of the world, is either spiritual channeling, babbling with fake mannerisms, or a mark of mental illness.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
So what is glossolalia? Glossolalia means speaking in tongues, that is, speaking in languages previously unknown to the speaker.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Glossolalia most often is associated with religious practices. The word is derived from the Greek roots glosso, meaning language, and laleo, meaning to speak. Here's how glossolalia sounds.
Si ding quap maktiki pitech thing hua de molde roof.
According to devout Christian practitioners, glossolalia was given to Christ's disciples during biblical times so they could fulfill the Great Commission, which was to travel the world and spread the Christian gospel. Speaking foreign languages, it's believed, enabled those disciples to preach and to get around in unfamiliar countries of the world. Further, it's believed today that because English is the modern de facto tongue for global commerce, science, and diplomacy, that speaking in tongues today is a vestige of that spirit channeled by disciples 2,000 years ago. It ought to be underscored, though, that no modern studies have identified existing or documented languages in glossolalia. So where does the psychiatric community stand on glossolalia? The consensus is that glossolalia is a verbal manifestation of mental illness. Psychiatry's handbook, the DSM, positions glossolalia under the larger umbrella of dissociative disorders which are not otherwise specified. In a nutshell, dissociative disorders involve anything ranging from having multiple personalities to being unable to distinguish fantasy from reality and to being highly susceptible to coercive persuasion in large group settings. On the whole, the jury is out. The motivations and causes ascribed to glossolalia vary depending upon your vantage point, your education and background, and your culture and beliefs. Let us know what you think by leaving a comment. This is Big H, and you're listening to Medicine Remixed, only on Anchor.
I check the dictionary next to the definition. They were.
Support for today's Medicine Remix show is brought to you by Flexedrin. Do you know people that just can't stop flexing? Can't stop and won't stop faking the funk? Or acting like their shit just don't stink? If so, you might want to holler at some Flexedrin. Only Flexedrin can stop those unforgettable headaches you get from hearing both humble and not so humble brags. Flexedrin can also relieve that very specific pain one gets from rolling their eyes after scrolling through a sea of social media stunting on his or her news feeds. And it even has the power to soothe the nausea and or indigestion one may feel from witnessing the very worst forms of people compensating for their own insecurities. Flexedrin your way out of any flex zone. Flexedrin is now available in an extended release formula for up to 12 hours of that good flex zone defense. Now, back to a certified no flex zone on Medicine Remixed.
Listen, we don't have much to go by, so if you guys would please just
like, and subscribe anywhere you see anything.
Medicine Remixed.
Like the shit out of it. Just click on it. It doesn't cost you anything. Just move your fat finger and click on it. You're clicking all kinds of other shit at work when you shouldn't be. God damn it. But we appreciate it. And that's really, you know, the only surrogate market we have to go by. And listen, the other thing is, fucking tell people about it, man.
Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends. I mean, I'm always amazed, man, when people think people are famous. Like, I've never been starstruck, ever. And the reason I've never been starstruck is because somebody said to me once, you know, the only reason that person's famous is because you made them famous.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, stop caring who the fuck that is. Yeah. Watch how famous he is now. And it's like, holy, it's like, fuck, you're right.
We give things meaning, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we give words meaning. We give
everything,
meaning,
man. And like, when people think like, oh, you know, my friend's an artist. He wants to make it big or whatever. You know something? Fucking support that. I mean, if he sucks, he sucks. But if he's even halfway good, man, you make people famous. I don't think people realize that. You make things important. And damn it, make us famous is what we're saying. Fucking tell people. No, but my point is that the only way this is going to get out and it's ever going to grow any legs to it is if people tell other people about it. And listen, if you don't like it, thank you for suffering through it. We love you. And if you like it, well, fucking tell somebody, man. And to be real honest, the feedback that we've gotten back so far, fucking great, man.
We appreciate it. Well, we're having a good time doing it. And this is our way to be creative within a field that really is an art and a science. Sure. But the art has been taken out of it.
Yeah.
For creative people in medicine. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of, like, super talented people.
Absolutely.
This could be a forum for those people looking for a different way to express their craft through a more creative means.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Peace.
Peace.